Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Don't you be forgetting that tomorrow is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Adopt an Animal Shelter Pet Day. Tomorrow, April 30th, all across the nation. So you can go to the BlueNightRecords.com website, or you can go to Elderly Music and buy the Rescue Me from the Cause for Paws. Folks out there trying to eliminate the euthanasia of animals. I think he's got to quit breeding them, too. There's way too many animals out there. Yes, indeed. Way too many dogs and cats. Oh, my goodness me. Tonight, the 29th of April, if you're down Harrington Way, or if you're even remotely wanting to go Harrington Way, or if you want to see Heidi Muller and Bob Webb, you can do that by going to Harrington, which is about an hour southwest of Spokane. It's kind of lost in between a couple of highways there, and the Harrington Opera House, in their 25th year of functioning as a nonprofit organization, and oh my goodness, they've rehabilitated the whole building, and they're doing cool stuff. So, you know, you might want to check it out. I never get invited to sing there, but that's okay. You know what I mean? Because they're doing other stuff. Maybe it's because they have so much going on, I'm just on the back burner. Who knows? But they are sponsoring Heidi and Bob there at the Harrington Opera House because supposedly they heard them first on my show. And there you go. Tickets are available. I can't give you prices, but they are available at the door, or you can reserve them. You can go to the Harrington Opera House website and find out all about Heidi and Bob. Plus, you can find out about all the other things they're doing at the Harrington Opera House there just south of Spokane. That is so cool. Go see it. I believe it's a 7 o'clock show. So there you go. On The Ellensburg First Saturday Dances, they finished up already. They ain't happening no more, okay, until November. So get that squared away in your heads. First Saturday Dance in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Community Center there. And that is a neat thing. They do them, and they bring in big stars in the whole contra dance scene there in Port Angeles. So check that out the first Saturday. Also, the Baltic dances at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there in Bellingham. This might be the last one of those. Okay. Renaissance Fair weekend at the East City Park in Moscow, Idaho. The Ren Fair. Been going on now for 40-some years, maybe even getting up to 50. And lots and lots and lots of entertainment at the Ren Fair there in Moscow, Idaho. Oh, my gosh. And that starts on Saturday with the coronation of the king and queen and runs all the way through Sunday around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock or so. The Renaissance Fair in Moscow. Okay. All righty. Then on May the 5th, we're going to backtrack a little bit. May the 9th. Hanukkah Cassells will be in Centralia at the number 9 Bethel downtown. And on the 10th of May, she'll be at the Littlefield Center there in Mount Vernon, the Littlefield Center. And then on the 12th of May, she'll be in Pendleton at the Pendleton Arts Center. And on the 13th, she'll be in Seattle at the Finney Concert Center. Wonderful, the finest of Scottish fiddlers. She does it well, Hanukkah Cassells. On the 13th of May, I will be at Bootser's and in Moscow. And on the 20th of May, this is really cool. I get to be a part of the Damon Barnes series there in Uniontown. That'll be an actual concert. None of this messing around with people making margaritas and all that kind of thing. It'll be an actual show. And it'll be fun. It'll be really fun at the Damon Barn. Put that aside on your calendar. Saturday, May the 20th. Come see me at the Damon Barn there in Uniontown, right across, right next to the Wagon Wheel in their brand new concert facility. And it'll be amazing. Promise at the Damon Barn. Alrighty, May the 20th, Dan Marr. And don't you be forgetting now, the 35th year of Inland Folk. This is the anniversary, the 35th anniversary concert for Inland Folk. Belinda Bowler, Heidi Muller, and Heidi Muller and Pynton Dale and Brian Bowers. All of those early, early influences on me. And we'll all be on the stage at the Art Fuller Auditorium there in Kennewick. You can go to the Northwest Public Radio website, and there's all kinds of discussion about how to get tickets. It's all online. It's all donated. So there you go. There's a suggested donation, and that's how you get your ticket to the 35th anniversary Inland Folk concert in the Tri-Cities. And all those people on stage together, won't that be awesome? Can you imagine, like, Pynton Dale and Brian Bowers and Heidi Muller and everybody, you know, singing Anna Gata DeVita together? Wouldn't that be way cool? I think that would be cool. I think that would almost be as cool as this, the small planet. Humanities goes like this.
Co-conspire to give as we recognize the balance in life's air and sea and land. I am free to play and
said, hey Dorothy, what are you baking? Smells awfully good, I bet you must be making my favorite apple pie. Honey, please tell me it's true. Dorothy said, yes Fern, but it's not for you dear. I made it for the bake sale this Sunday at church, you hear? So don't you go stealing a piece now, Vernon, don't you? He sulked over supper, he settled for cookies, but there at that pie on the stove he kept looking, with a thought that some stranger would have it, which he could not stand. He sat in his sad resignation all evening, moped off to bed, stared at the ceiling, then he started to smile because Vern was devising a plan. Now most folks who have met him insist that he seems like a reasonable guy. So before I describe what he did, let me explain to you why. You see, after 40 some years of rhubarb and apple, still nothing on earth could make Vernon more happy than the thought of a slice with a scoop of ice cream on the side. And that's why Vern had to buy Dorothy's pies. That Sunday morning, quite coolly and calmly, Vern shaved and buttoned shirt nonchalantly, drove them to church, said his glory bees and amens. Afterwards, Dorothy fetched her creation, went to the church hall to make her donation. Vern followed closely behind her with his secret intent. Passing by tables with brownies with walnuts, poppy seed pastries and cheesecakes and cream puffs, he was unwavering, keeping his eye on the prize. And when she arrived at the back where you check in, Vern stepped in with a deft interception, slapped down a five on the table, said that pie is mine. Maybe you've heard of the old aphorism, love made a fool out of me. Well, love made Vern one in just 40 minutes at 425 degrees. You see, after 40 some years of her rhubarb and apple, still nothing on earth could make Vernon more happy than the thought of a slice with a scoop of ice cream on the side. And that's why Vern had to buy Dorothy's pies.
Actually, he says the ice cream isn't needed because every piece of Dorothy's pie by itself is complete. She bakes all kinds of sweetness inside.
escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm
easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama just killed a man. I put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Thank you.
Indeed, 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 indeed. Caravan of Thieves. Little Night Mischief there. Mischief Night. Good live album. And a lot of, that was the Bohemian Rhapsody, the old Queen thing. And they did a pretty good job on that, didn't they? Yes, indeed. We also heard Shim Shim from them. And Thornton Creek right in the middle. Okay, farther in the track. Here's an old war horse. We love it. We love the guitar work and everything on it. Crosby, Stills, Nash.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do, that's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and left of the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard. What if
chestnut brown canary, ruby-throated sparrow. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the voices of the angel linger around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy lilting Lamente. Change my life, make it right, be my lady.
Traveling in the North Country Fair, where the wind blows heavy on the borderline,
remember me too.
One girl lived there. She once was a true lover of mine. Keep your traveling when the snowflakes storm and the rivers freeze and summer ends. Please see that she has a coat so warm to shield her from the howling. See that her hair's hanging long, that it rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me that her hair is long. That's the way. And I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Maybe it's the time I've thought and prayed through the darkness of my night and the brightness of my days.
so if you're driving in the North Country Band, where the wind blows heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lived there. She once was a true lover of mine. She once was a true lover of mine.
I've been this wide world over, Lord. Been this whole world round. I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know that it can be found. Oh Lord, don't I know that it can be found. I know there's a million people, Lord, in this country just like me. They don't know where they're going, Lord, but they'll get there, just watch and see. They'll get there, you just wait and watch and see. But then again, there's so many people, Lord, just wandering here and there. They don't know where they're going, Lord, and besides, they couldn't care. Besides, they just really couldn't care. The bear went over the mountain, Lord, to see what he could see. Seems he's got the same disease that's affected you and me. He's got the same disease as you and me. So if you see me passing by, don't you look at me and frown. 'Cause you know I'm looking for something worthwhile and not just bumming around. And I know, Lord, I know that it can be found. And I know, Lord, I know that it can be found.
That's a tune called Traveling. That's a song called Traveling there from Stephen Stills. Really, really, really early Stephen Stills, probably high school. And right before that, you heard Stephen Stills as the soloist with Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the Girl from the North Country. And I was just trying to do a voice comparison there. Stephen Stills was legendarily self-destructive. And to the point of where members of the other, and of course, David Crosby was also legendarily self-destructive. David Crosby actually has rallied, and his voice is pretty amazing now. He saved it. Stills did not. And so with Stills, you have a marked deterioration of the vocal and everything. I mean, the energy's still there. He's still an amazing guitar player. He's still an amazing songwriter, but sometimes these folks, they get their demons rolling, you know, and they just don't take care of their voices. And their voices are such precious, precious tools, aren't they? But I think part of it is they just don't know. You know what I mean? And they get, and you start drinking. And there's a great scene in 60 Minutes or one of those shows way back in the late 80s, early 90s. And it basically just showed Stephen Stills during a recording session of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and I believe Young. And he just decided he wanted to drink a bottle of scotch. And finally, Graham Nash just began to yell at him and yell at him. I mean, really yelled at him. And they showed it right there on TV. So folks get, you know, they get belligerent and they get stubborn and they get caught in their ways. And they still write and they still try and sing. And it's pretty sad, pretty sad. But Stills, his effect and his influence on music is so incredibly underrated. Oh, my goodness. We heard Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, and then we heard Stephen Stills, The North Country Fair and Traveling, we heard. All righty, here's a gentleman who was influential in Scottish music and still is, as a vocalist, a Scottish music vocalist, and everybody wanted to see him in concert when he rolled around, when he showed up. And he doesn't show up in the States very often anymore. He had a deal back in the late 80s, I guess, where he actually lost his voice. And he had to do a lot of vocal therapy and everything. He finally got it back and did a concert. And there is actually an album available, the concert he did after he got his voice back. And so there you go. This is Dick Gawkin. This is an optimistic little song. It's called The Bleaker Lassie of Kelvin Haw. Alrighty, here we go. Dick Gawkin.
I gazed on a fine summer's evening, walking down by the Brunlaw. It was there I spied the fairest lassie. She'd chatty cheeks and a skin like snow. Says I, my lassie, is it you that wanders all the lane by the Brunlaw? Oh, indeed, kind sir, it's the truth I'll tell ye. I'm the bleacher lassie on Kelvin Haw. Oh, lassie, lassie, do you remember the ships that sailed down the Brunlaw, and the sailor laddie one who admires the bleacher lassie on Kelvin Haw? Oh, laddie, laddie, I will remember the ships that sailed down the Brunlaw, and the sailor laddies, they get tipsy with a bleacher lassie on Kelvin Haw. Oh, lassie, lassie, will ye gang with me? And I'll plead ye up in fine satins broad. Oh, indeed, kind sir, I'm unplainly tell ye of a lad of mine, and he's far away. The 7 years since I lured a sailor, the 7 years since he's gave. I bought another seven. I wait upon him, and I'll bleach my claves here on Calvin Hall. Oh, lassie, ye have been faithful, and you've thought on me when I'm far away. Twa hearts will surely be rewarded. Oh, pertening Mary on Calvin Hall. It's this couple they get married, and they keep a nail hoose between them twa, and the sailor laddies, the organ drinking, at the bleached lassies on Calvin Hall.
I've always thought Dick Gawkins should perform that song since the 70s, and he did. His album Lucky Sun on Green Tracks Records. This album came out about, I don't know, 10 years ago, 8, 9 years ago. A bleached lassie, a bleached lassie, or a bleached one who does her laundry and hires out to do laundry. The bleached lassie, O'Kelvin Hall. Good song, good song. And now these twa, they he got married and they keep a nail who's between them twa. And the sailor laddies, they all gang drinking wi' a bleached lassie, a Calvin Hall. Ooh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Eunjung Shin, the assistant producer of this show. And she says, what is he saying? A bleached lassie, a Calvin Hall. Eunjung Shin is a playlist person and does all the playlists and keeps me straight on the internet stuff and everything like that. She is in no way, shape, or form a bleached lassie, a Calvin Hall. But she's an assistant producer of Inland Folk and Northwest Public Radio. Alrighty. You want to email me? Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Heidi Muller in Harrington tonight, if you're listening on the 29th, with Bob Webb at the Opera House, a 7 o'clock show. Be there or be square in Harrington. Alrighty, you want to check that out. That'll be cool. I'm going to be doing some other gigs around as well. Don't you be forgetting also that Henneke Cassels will be in Centralia, number 9, downtown Centralia, and Mount Vernon, the Littleton Center, the Celtic Center there, Littlefield Center. And then she'll go to Pendleton on the 11th of May, the Pendleton Arts Center, and then she'll be in Seattle, the Finney Center. All right, I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk, and until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't be doing that. Mm-mm. Oh, man. Love you, love you, love you. See you around the bend now. Bye.